Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Outback Blaze, Bunyip Bay, Book 2, written by Rachel Johns and read by Casey Withers. Chapter 1. Now you boys behave yourselves, Drew ordered, as he dropped off the two teenage delinquents he'd been supervising doing community service that afternoon. It's my night off, and I don't want to be called out because of you two. Understood? The boys grinned back at him. They weren't bad kids, just bored out of their bright brains in this back of beyond town. He didn't blame them. In fact, arresting the two of them, whom the town had dubbed dangerous thugs, for building their own Molotov cocktails and testing them on cars at the local junkyard, had been the most excitement he'd had since arriving. This West Aussie town of 2000 had a surprising amount of crime, but none of it was the kind of stuff he could get his teeth into. Open and shut cases, mostly domestic violence, which he abhorred, a small amount of fertilizer theft, and neighbours quarrelling over petty disagreements. He could think of a number of places on earth he'd rather be, but like the boys still shackled to their parents, he had no choice about the matter. Moving to Bunyip Bay had been the best of the undesirable and limited choices offered to him. Lost in a reverie of regret at choices made, Drew almost didn't hear their cheek.
"Damn it, there go our plans for burning down the school."
Jackson and Brad high-fived each other and started in opposite directions, heading towards their neighbouring houses. Half-chuckling, Drew waited until he saw them enter their houses and the front doors shut before driving off. After he'd read the riot act to them, they wouldn't dream of riding their bikes down the main street without a helmet. Oh well, that was something to worry about another day. They were their parents' problem now, whereas he had an ice-cold beer waiting in his fridge, and Aussie rules on the TV. He thought he almost understood the rules and definitely saw the appeal. Sport and beer. No better way to spend your birthday. Pushing aside the thoughts of a time when his whole family would have celebrated, he turned the patrol car into the station, parked, beeped it shut, and went inside. As usual, he found his supposedly senior sergeant sitting in front of his computer playing an outdated game. O'Leary was on duty tonight, and heaven help a criminal that interrupted the game. So many times Drew had had to bite his tongue when he thought about having it out with this idiot. Men like him should retire. Do a favour to the general public, who deserved cops who at least had some enthusiasm towards fighting crime. What Bunyip Bay needed was some fresh blood, a couple of youngsters who wanted to prove their worth. Instead, this poor town was stuck with Sergeant Sloth, a newbie called Mike who'd only joined the force because his father and grandfather were in it, and Drew. At least he'd do his best for as long as he was here, although deep down he prayed like mad that wouldn't be much longer. He nodded to the sergeant and went to lock his gun in the cabinet for the night. He'd been amazed at the differences in policing between Australia and the United Kingdom when he'd first arrived. For one thing, back home, frontline officers didn't carry guns on the beat, and it seemed a bit like overkill to have coppers in a small country town armed to this extent. Luckily, his unit had been armed, and he knew how to use a gun if the need ever arose.
"You're expected at the hall for the meeting tonight."
"And what?" Drew tried to recover from the shock of the older man actually speaking and then work out what the hell he was going on about. O'Leary kept his eyes trained on the screen.
"The Bunyip Festival's on soon. They've been planning it for months. The Undies run takes place on the same weekend and the ladies want a member of the police to sign up. I put your name down and there's a meeting about it tonight."
Drew raised his eyebrows. There were so many things wrong with those sentences.
"What do you mean you put my name down?"
While he'd heard about the Undies run, hard not to when it seemed to be the highlight of the ladies of the region's year, he didn't see what it had to do with him. Generally, he tried to remain calm around this guy, but right now, he couldn't keep the irritation out of his voice. "What about Mike?"
"You heard me. The run's to raise money for the hospital auxiliary. They're always desperate for a buck, and I've been doing my bit in this town for years. Your turn."
O'Leary finally turned away from the screen and narrowed his eyes at Drew. He totally ignored the question about the other constable,
"and you do well to toe the line around here. You don't want me reporting to headquarters that you're a troublemaker, do you?"